Hello.
Yes, this
What?
is Tarnisha giving you a call back from customer support. Did you request a call back?
Yes.
All right,
Yeah,
how may
I'm wondering what this charge on my credit card is for.
I? All right, no problem. May I have your zip code, please, so I can access an account for you?
15701.
All right, that was 15701, and then first and last name.
James Milner.
All right, looks like we do have an account for you for security purposes. Can I get you to verify the shipping address on file for me, please?
160 North 10th Street, apartment 110, Indiana, Pennsylvania, 15701.
All right. I do have that account pulled up, and it looks like it is for the fuel saver. It looks like the original order was placed back on the 17th of February, which during that time you would have paid the $7.95 shipping and handling. It does look like during that time it was on, looks like a 5-day trial period. So once that trial period was over, they did bill the $56.95. It doesn't look like anyone ever called in to cancel on it, so it did continue on until the next month.
Well, I've been charged twice for that thing, and I returned that thing a week or two ago.
Okay. Did you
And
ever
then they
call?
charged, I tried the number on the, it showed up and didn't connect to anybody.
You tried the number that showed up that was on your banking statement or that came in with the order?
With the banking statement.
Okay. All right.
They charged me $56.95 twice for that, and I returned it.
Okay, anytime that you do return something, you do have to call and let us know because just by returning it, it's just going back to the fulfillment center. As far as it notifying us itself, it does not because we're not connected to the fulfillment center. So you would have had to call in to make sure you canceled the account so they wouldn't bill you for the product itself.
But the number they put on my bank statement didn't do anything. It was dead.
Yes, sir. The number would have been present within the terms and conditions as well as on the product itself. And that's mostly because bank statements, they're just going to put the most recent number. And because it is call center based, the numbers do switch up a lot. So half of the time, the bank statements, they don't have the most recent numbers for that specific company.
Well, you gonna return my money or what? What do I have to do here?
Okay. Give me one moment. Let me reach out to a supervisor real quickly and let me see how I can help you all tonight, okay?
All right.
Just letting you know, I'm still here, sir.
Okay.
All right, sir. When you sent that product back, did they give you a different tracking number to go along with it?
Well, I did it at the post office. I don't know if it's a tracking number or what it is. It's the post office number.
Is it a long number? Does it start with a number 9?
No, starts with A. This was
Okay.
supposed to be a free gift. You just pay the postage and they send it to you as a promotion. And then they turn around and charge me, and then I sent it back and they charged me again for it twice.
Okay, did you read the terms and conditions before purchasing?
I don't know. I don't think.
Okay.
I didn't. It wasn't a purchase. It was a free gift.
Yes,
Just
sir.
pay the
Nine
postage.
times out of tens, when you do like a survey or some sort and they offer a free gift, 9 out of 10, those free gifts are a part of a trial period ranging from 5 to 14 days. So you do have to make sure that you do read the terms and conditions, even with those, even if you're just paying the shipping and handling, to make sure that it's not a subscription or a try base, risk-free base. In this case, I can go ahead and get the account canceled for you. As far as a refund goes, I will discuss this with the supervisor, because without us being able to prove whether or not the product was shipped back, which I would need a tracking number, because the tracking number that's on file is just going to give me the information from it being delivered to you. So give me one moment and let me speak to the supervisor and let me see what I can do for you, okay?
All right.
All right, so what I can go ahead and do for you on today is I can go ahead and refund that most recent charge back into the account. Usually, what we would not without having proof that it was sent back in, but we will do this for you on today as a courtesy, and as well as get that account canceled, and that will stop any future payments to you as well.
All right, why do they keep charging me? What, they didn't send me anything else, and then they charged me again.
Okay, so my guess is the fact that it's like a membership once you sign up for it, and I guess to if you did it like off of sweepstakes, you're basically paying for the membership part of it. Yeah. It looks like you are just part of a membership base. So once you receive that fuel saver, that's basically, after that, it's like a membership base of having it, services to it. That's pretty much all the information that I have, because like I said, I'm a third party extended call party. Can't talk this morning, sorry. But we are a third party call center, so we only handle the billing side. And that's all the information I can see on the account.
All right, whatever.
All right, so that refund did go through. Allow it 2 to 3 business days to show back up into the account. I do have that account now canceled for you, and I also have a cancellation number if you want to write that down.
All right.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie, 259-413-313.
All
right. All righty. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support, and you do have a wonderful day, sir.
Yeah, you too.